pretty sure this is your quote. As a musician, I think we must stand for something more than just the music that we're trying to put out. And with Our Voices Matter, you're letting people know how you feel. Tell me about how this song came into your mind.
Yes, the sort of, you know, the simple answer to that is when you've lived through apartheid and segregation and systemic racism like I have in South Africa, I have a responsibility just to speak the truth. Now, that's my truth. That is all I know. I have lived it. I have experienced it. I have seen it in my daily life. And so it's impacted my life as much as music has been the place for me, a safe place for me to go to, because music is the one language, as we all know, music is the universal language. But within that language, there are other conversations that's connected to that language. There are people like, you know, Bob Dylan. There are people like Bob Marley. There's people like Stevie Wonder, you know, Marvin Gaye, Donny Hathaway, people that wrote about the signs of the times. And I felt like this is an important, this means more to me than just me being an entertainer, you know. And I've always felt that I'm not just an entertainer, but I'm also somebody who has been gifted with a responsibility to tell the truth through music, through my life's experience. And it's amazing to me, living in the United States and working with a lot of the people in smooth jazz community, especially the white artists, a lot of them have not had this conversation or haven't even confronted with some of the things that I have been confronted with as a child growing up as a musician among many, many thousands of musicians in South Africa. So this cry or this conversation, Our Voices Matter, you know, it started out with a conversation I had with Dave Koz. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the conversation with Dave Koz, I just said to him, we need to stand for more than just pleasing our base. And this is an opportunity. He's a gay guy. He's a gay man. You mm-hmm. know, so he has a responsibility to speak on behalf of the gay community, how he feels,
mm-hmm.
What it was like for him to have come out to say he was gay. So I think, you know, I that conversation started. And then, you know, I talked to Rick Braun. Obviously, I didn't have a chance to speak to Boney James. I don't socialize Boney James unless it's on the tour, or people like Brian Culbertson. But there's a lot of white artists and musicians in this genre of music that I don't think this conversation really has come up. But I think it's a conversation that is needed, because they play with black musicians all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me think about, this is important. This is important. We are an important place in our lives as artists to either look away, please the bass, or we just speak from the heart, you know,
yeah,
and speak for each other. And again, our voices, which means not just mine, but everyone else around me, the world, you know, I mean, I think like this is not just a beautiful song, but, you know, rallying these friends of mine, Jeffrey Osborne and Mesa and Marcus, even the engineers, the guys that mastered the single, everybody was so supportive to just lend their time generously to say, you know, we don't want to get paid. We understand what you're saying here. We understand what's happening here. And just the grotesqueness of apartheid and racism is we were confronted with it, you know, on a real level. So, and again, you know, see my daughter, my daughters and grandchildren standing there, you know, in downtown LA, you know, with the protesting, just really impacted me and it took me back to 1976, you know, in South Africa.
In 1974, you released Please Stay by Burt Bacharach, and you were the first black artist that white radio stations were playing. And mm-hmm. you have dealt with social injustice and racism.
Yes.
When was the last time you went back to South Africa? I understood you used to go there.
Oh, I go
a lot.
I go every year, except for the since the pandemic, you know. I have not been back, but I've been going home every year for, you know, maybe twice a year.
Yeah, yeah.
I also do, I host my own safari to South Africa with about 30 to 40 guests from around the United States, fans, music fans, JB fans that come on the safari and sign up on my website. And they learn about South Africa through my eyes, and they meet local people and taste local food, and then we head out to the bush, and it's just an incredible experience. So I do go every year around October.
I was noticing that your last CD, Close to You, was Burt Bacharach and Hal David music.
Yeah.
So Burt Bacharach holds a place in your heart, and Hal David, don't they?
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to do a South African treatment to these classic songs. And of course, since he was responsible for my very first hit record in South Africa, I really didn't want to do another self-composed record. I wanted to try something, just something different. And I think it's kind of cool when you, God, I don't know how many records I've recorded since I was, you know, 12.
Right.
But every now and again, it's nice to kind of step aside from your own writing and do something completely different, you know, other people's music. Just something, I think one of the artists I love who probably has done the greatest justice to Burt Bacharach songs is Luther Vandross.
Mm-hmm.
And so his fascination with just the music of Burt Bacharach was just amazing. How he delivered it, how it came about, was just me playing Close to You on the piano one night with my kids around the piano and my friends, and I just started singing all these Burt Bacharach songs, and I think I woke up the next morning and I was like, I called my manager, I said, you know what, I think I'm going to do this record, what do you think? And he was like, you know what, I think it's a good idea, just go for it, you know. And so basically I do several of the tracks, you know, live, and it's so much fun. It's just like, I've been performing since I was 7 and working.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a lot later on in my 40s and 50s, like I'm going to be 60 next month. So I've got a lot of catching up to do, like all of the great standards. So during this pandemic, I've been really just soaking in all the, you know, the Nearness of You and, you know, all these amazing songs, My Funny Valentine, and just kind of, you know, just all these amazing composers. So that's what I'm doing right now.
You've got touring coming up. You have a new CD in the works.
I'm very excited to let everybody know that I'm working with the legendary, great, iconic, artist, producer Miles Davis, gosh, Aretha, Luther, my goodness, Bob James and Earl Clue, George Benson. I'm working with Marcus Miller on my new record.
He's
producing my next record. We have a few guests on the album that I won't mention right now, but we have a few beautiful, beautiful, beautiful guests on the record. And the record, it's great because it's Marcus Miller joined me on my safari. Mm-hmm. About 2 years ago with his wife and all of their college friends. They were about 12 of them. And so they came on my safari. And while we were in South Africa, I spoke to Marcus about producing my record. And I said to him, look, I'm going to be in Cape Town. And I'm going to be in the studio with a lot of my friends that I grew up with. And I'm renting the studio. I'd love you to be part of it. So after the safari ended, Marcus stayed a few days in Johannesburg, and we went to the studio. And so basically we started tracking the record in South Africa, Johannesburg, and then brought the record to the States. And now we're finishing it up as we speak.
To find out more about Jonathan, where he's going to be, all of his new music, you can go to jonathanbutler.com. And Jonathan, thank you so much for taking time out of your day.
I want to put a shout out to my best friend out there in Colorado, Gerald Albright, who lives out there.
Yes.
I'm playing golf. I'm playing golf on Thursday and Friday with Gerald in Colorado. he's the guy that called me up for this event. And so, Gerald, if you're listening, bro, bring your A game, because I'm not going to play around with you on the golf course.
I heard that you are a very good golfer, so that's good.
We both, the two of us, just love. This is, I think we found the thing that we love the most for this year, other than music, is just golf. Is like, it just really, it's one of the best ways Gerald and I get to get ready for a gig.
Safe travels on your journey to Colorado.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. I'll see you then.